outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's August 9th and we're ready for the weekend.
I know. time really has been flying.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
I know, it has, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
And then it makes you think about what our guest said yesterday about how time is moving quicker than it ever has before.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that even more interesting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm really warm this morning. Did you notice the air's not on? I'm starting to sweat already from the hot coffee.
Oh,
I have.
Yeah.
So they're going to fix it. But why is it everywhere I've ever worked in the summer, the air conditioning is always out?
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell it is. You know, I just think it maybe the heat. But you would think it was designed for the heat.
You would think.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because you blast it so much during the winter, or you blast it so it's so freezing cold it like goes kaput. Because I will say I'm usually like nipply hard.
Really?
Like it's so cold. I'm like, this is crazy. Oh my God, my poor boobs.
Uh-huh.
And my poor skin. Like it's like prickly everywhere. Yeah. It actually feels good today.
Yeah.
And it's a little stuffy.
Talking about your boobs, I saw a picture on your page with a whole side boobage and a nipple too.
This
guy posted on there.
Yeah.
And you kind of left it. And
I erased it and then I took something off of it.
You unfollowed it or something.
Yeah. But it's still in my photos.
Yeah.
So apparently this was the premiere.
But that's okay. I mean, you put your reel out up there, you know.
Yeah, the reel's different. This was an accident. This was like, and this is why it's embarrassing. I went to the premiere of Meet the Fockers, which was like, you know, years ago. This picture is that old.
Oh.
And this guy found it. I don't know where. And at the premiere of Meet the Fockers, and like, you know, I wore this like really pretty pink dress that went over, you know, the front of your boobs, and it was like cut open on the side, and it the back was all open, and it went down, and it was very pretty. But I didn't notice that it was a little too big on the side. So if I moved my arm from here and I like bent, like I hunched a little bit, you could see in.
Right.
And this picture was at that moment where I was like turning in like a weird moment and you can see nipple. And someone told me a long time ago that they could see nipple on the carpet because I know a lot of the press.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whatever, you're just saying that, you retards. Because they'll say that to try and, you know, make you feel weird. So they get that photo of, like, whatever.
Right.
And whatever, I heard this photo was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know it was until someone put it on my freaking Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
5 years later.
Yeah.
4 years later.
You gotta be careful who you hang out with, and what you wear.
I don't even know who. But I was on the red carpet, so it's my own fault. Like, I don't know. Someone should have told me.
Yeah. No, it's a hot dress. It's just that, you know. I mean, when people see you wear something like this, they assume that you want to show off your merchandise. You know?
I did not mean for that at all to happen that way. If you saw the front of it, if you saw the series of photos from the carpet, like if you go to Wire Image or just Google Bruschetta Meet the Fockers premiere, and there's all these amazing photos.
Oh, okay.
This is one in like thousands.
Okay.
So
it figures that a guy would pick that one out.
Yes, and it was a fan, and he put it on my Facebook page, and I see that it's under photos still, and I don't know how to remove it. I took it off the page.
What you can do is report it to report it, you know, call it spam or whatever, and then they give you the option of reporting it.
Okay.
You know, and you can say it's my picture, I don't want it up there.
Yeah,
they'll take it off.
But I made my reel. You saw the reel was on my page, right?
Yeah, I didn't look at it, but I remember the reel from before. Is it any different now?
It's got other things in it, and it's really shortened, so it's only 3 minutes. I worked on it really hard yesterday. Mm. Well, I had it done, being done, and then it was still so long, and then my girlfriend looked at it and was like, no, 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 this is the You show, and this needs to be 3 minutes. So or less. And so we shortened it down to 3 minutes, and it's good. It's cute. It's funny.
Awesome.
So, yeah, check it out. It's on the Facebook page. Good. There's, you know, brief glimpses of nudity, yes, because that's what I've done.
Yeah.
But
that's what you do.
Whatever. It's Californication.
There you go.
When is there a Showtime or an HBO show that does not have nudity?
That's
what I usually get. So, yeah. I mean, Showtime, HBO, fuck, whatever.
Yeah.
I still get paid the goods from it. It's fine.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
At least get paid for being nude.
Exactly.
You know?
Those residual checks are quite awesome. They're still coming in 3 years later.
Really? Wow, yeah. How awesome is that, huh?
Joey was just on my Facebook, and he goes, nice pick. Exactly. Go enjoy it while it's up there, guys, yeah. If you're listening, because it's going to be removed soon. I'll have you know.
They'll just save it to their computer and post it
again. Fine. Let it be your wallpaper.
You see, there's nothing you can take back, you know?
What?
It's like trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know? It doesn't
exactly.
work that
you know, way. It sucks that it's still on my page, because I don't want to be advertising the fact that my nipple's out in this awesome... cute dress that would have been but yeah, I don't want it on my page.
Yeah,
if it's on your computer, it's fine. Cool.
Yeah,
go to my fan page, get more. What am I saying? All right.
Oh,
but did you see that I finally converted to the new version of Facebook?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like
did you really?
I hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't like the timeline.
I know, I hate it too.
I don't understand why it goes left, right. Like I'm neurotic, all over the page.
Because of all the fucking boxes, you know?
It's I don't like it.
Because they have to put the boxes in order. That's why they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it should go like one row and then like another, or they should be long, big rows, like
right.
squishy.
I saw some people do the long rows.
How do
I don't
you do
know
that?
How you can do that. I think there's an
Must
option
be
to do
an
that.
App.
Yeah.
Because you know MySpace, you could like redo your MySpace, like, you know, bling out the MySpace. I want to bling out the Facebook because I don't like it.
Yeah. No, the timeline is the worst thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
And I waited till the last minute, but finally now everybody has to have it. So.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But it sucks, you know?
And the only reason I did it was because I was tricked on my phone. It said, if you don't want it, because I don't like adding people on Facebook because I'm near my limit. So, you know, I've stopped adding people unless I personally know you. And, or you seriously beg me. And then I'm like, okay, fine. But there's this option where it says you can allow people just to subscribe to your page.
Subscribe, that's right.
So I was like, oh, that's cool. Because I have a million people, like, I don't even look at my friend requests anymore. I don't, because there's just too many and I'm not going to do it. I'm not accepting you unless you personally write me and I know you. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, but join the fan page. You know? But I never
use. Exactly. She has a fan page.
But I never
use. But those subscriber thing is like Twitter. You know, people follow you without you.
So that's fine.
Them. Yeah.
So I clicked yes, let them subscribe because I feel bad I'm not accepting you. And then it switched to this and I'm
really?
Like, oh, you trickery. Trickery.
I know, so. But it's, they're converting all of them anyway, so there's not much, you can't stay
with
it
much longer.
It's
at August 15th, so I was like, fine.
I know, it sucks, man. I mean, the previous pages were so much better, you know?
I know, I agree.
Yeah.
No one likes moving on.
Yeah. At least you can put a big picture of yourself up there. Like
I did like that part.
The cover picture.
Did like that part.
Oh, man.
Notice I did that first thing I did.
You did?
Yes, I did. I'm not vain at all.
Oh, man. Well, let's bring in our guest. We have a very special guest in the studio. And why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
Sure. We have Stacy, and I'm going to say your last name wrong. I say Wyron. You say Wyron.
Wyron.
Okay. Right. Stacy Wyron, and she is an Ayurveda specialist, and she's going to talk to you about how important it is to eat right and what goes into your body is, well, I'll just let you speak.
Okay, it's the old thing, you are what you eat, it's true.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And so first tell us what Ayurveda is, because I hadn't even heard of it until a few weeks ago when somebody was here.
Yeah, well, I you know, when I tell people that I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, I usually get, Ayur what?
Yeah.
Ayur who?
Yeah.
Ayur who? Where? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I'll tell you what, Ayur what, and Ayur who, and all that stuff. So the basic breakdown, it's a Sanskrit word, Ayurveda, and Sanskrit is an ancient language from India. Mm-hmm. And Ayur means science, and Veda means life.
Oh.
So that's it. It's the science of life. So basically, it's a holistic healthcare system, mm-hmm. and we use diet and herbs and lifestyle recommendations mm-hmm. to create health in the mind and body and spirit.
Mm. Sounds interesting to me. So it's more than just the yoga and all that stuff. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
Yeah. It's different from when Moss came in. Mm-hmm. And totally different because I had Moss Vidal come in here.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I studied yoga with him. And he's an amazing yoga teacher, but he does Ayurveda on the side. But and their center has a lot of it. But he went into a little bit, but not as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to learn everything we ever wanted to know about Ayurveda today.
Yes, we are.
So if you guys want to follow us on Stacey's website, it's VedaHealthAndWellness.com. And you can learn a little bit more about this. Now, I see you have that... that little symbol here that I've seen on other people. What is it? You know that three?
Oh, the three leaves?
Yeah. Is that what it is? Three leaves?
Yeah. It's three leaves. I mean, that's my logo. And the reason behind that for me personally was because in Ayurveda, there's three doshas. Mm. And doshas are different energies within the body. And we're all born, it's actually determined at conception, your dosha balance. Oh. So we all have all these three doshas in varying proportions in our body. And for me, the three leaves were the three doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha.
Right. Yeah. But there's a symbol here with a big three, not the the leaves themselves.
Oh,
but,
the Om
that's
sign.
That's the Om thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I think even my daughter got one, and I never knew what it was. Never got around to asking her.
That's an Om sign.
Yeah, funny.
Okay. Om is like the sound of the universe. If we could all be really quiet, we'd probably hear a gentle Om happening all over the world.
Mm. Yeah. So why would people symbolize it with something like that? What's the point?
So that's the Sanskrit symbol for Om. So part of the Sanskrit language.
Which
isn't really spoken anymore, but it's used in Ayurveda and in yoga still. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a tattoo like that, do you?
Everyone thinks this one is similar. My sister has one, and I'm actually getting one that's like that, but I'm waiting until I'm done my yoga. Because I'm studying yoga for a while, so when I graduate, then I will get it. I want it now, but I'm like, no, it'll be my present when I graduate.
Nice. Are you studying to be a teacher?
That's what I was trying to do.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might as well. I mean, she's into all this stuff, you know? Yeah. You're probably going to be like a big spiritual thing one day, you know?
Probably.
Doing all this stuff, yeah.
Probably.
Because you're totally
I'm going to go to, what's his name? Oh, my God. He was here yesterday. I'm going to go to his
Eric Pearl.
Yeah, Eric Pearl. Eric Pearl. I'm going to go to his conference in September.
In Orange County?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About healing and stuff. And then, anyway.
So let's go back a little bit and find out where you're from and everything so we can get a little better picture of you.
Sure.
So you were telling me before that you're from Canada originally.
I am. I'm from Vancouver Island.
Oh, Vancouver.
It's different than Vancouver.
Really? How is it different? There's a separate island?
Yeah, there's a separate island. So I grew up on an island, but it's a really big island. Like, it's the size of England.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What?
Okay.
It's big.
I'm thinking a little island with one tree, you know?
Yeah.
I think there were two trees. Yeah. I don't know. I'm
not sure. Those are the cartoons, you know? Like a little island. So that's cool. I mean, Vancouver's beautiful.
It's beautiful in the summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the winter there. I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was there and then I thought it was beautiful. And I grew up on the East Coast, so it's very similar, weather types.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, and I had a blast at Whistler.
Whistler's fun.
Yeah.
You got to do winter sports in the winter.
Yeah.
That's the only way you get by in Canada.
I
used to play hockey, actually.
Oh, I did too.
Outside in minus, I don't know what it was in Fahrenheit, but in Celsius, it was minus 15.
Wow. You guys have the Canucks
really
there,
cold.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I remember. You see, I've been there.
My ex was from there, and they're huge Canucks fans. It's stupid.
Really?
Yes. And I was a Hurricanes fan, so it became really crazy.
Oh,
yeah. That was funny.
The rivalry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sports rivalry. I don't get that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just
I'll cut you.
Sport.
Yeah, we were bad when it came to hockey games.
Yeah.
We used to take, this is horrible, bags of oranges into the games and chuck them at the other fans.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
awful.
Yeah. There's only a few things that Brigitte has not done.
It was really funny when they used to burst orange juice like all over someone's head. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Now I know that's probably really hurt, but we get the squishy kind. So we squishy. It wasn't like they were like being plunked with like, you know, it was like the squishy kind that was like ready to burst because I just thought it would laugh when like it went everywhere.
Yeah. You can still give someone a concussion or something with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was careful. Younger too. We were dumb. We were like 20. You know what I mean? Anyways.
Yeah. So Stacy, you grew up there, right?
I did.
And what did you do there? Did you go to school or anything? Or?
I went to high school there, but I pretty much got out as soon as I could.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Yeah. I'm from a small town, you know, yeah. And I always thought that
I wonder what it's like being in a small town, like you know everybody, right? So you can't really get away with anything because people would know, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I like the anonymity of LA.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I was in a small town.
Yeah.
And people would assume it was me. I'll let you try and think that, say it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is. I mean, and it's cute to have like a small town and like everyone knows everyone. You feel comfortable in that sense. But then in other ways, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you don't have any privacy because people know everything that you do.
They do.
Yeah.
How many people were there? Do you know?
I guess the town that I grew up in was about 40,000
or so. Oh, okay. That's pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
Aww. Yeah. Wait, so when did you move here?
I moved here 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got out of high school. So what did you do then?
Then I toured with a musical for a year.
Oh, really?
I'm like off on the road.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Were you like acting before?
I was.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, like in high school and things like that.
I did, yeah. And then I went to theater school in London as
really?
After that.
How long was that for?
For 4 years.
4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was amazing. I came back with a British accent.
If
we talk about it too much, I'm probably going to slip into a British accent. I was completely confused
really?
When I came back.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. My teachers used to say, oh, Stacy, I think you woke up in the middle of the Atlantic this morning. Because I really was just a confused accent for a while.
Well, yeah, you know. And then you come to L.A. and it's different again, right? Wow. So you lived there for 4 years in England.
I did.
What was that
London.
Like?
London was amazing.
I love
it. Oh, yeah. So
because it's nice
fun.
To visit. I don't know what it'd be like to live there. It's really old. It's an old city.
It's an old city, yeah. Right? It's kind of intense to live there.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like the plumbing doesn't work very well. Yeah. You know, things break a lot.
And it's always gloomy.
It's always gloomy, but you drink a lot of tea.
Yes.
You know, you end up drinking a lot of beer.
I lost a lot of weight, actually.
Did you?
I did. I was there for 6 months. I lived there for six months. And not as long as you did. I wished. That'd be so amazing.
Yeah.
But I lost a lot of weight just because I didn't like any of the food.
The food, yeah.
So it was too bland. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be like, soup, salad, soup. Yeah. And I drank a lot, but it would be like, I worked out. So, but yeah, I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
I ate pigeon. Did you ever eat pigeon?
Oh God, no.
Really?
I did. Pigeon?
I had to. I don't know why. I was like, and yeah, and then I thought about it, like, the pie from Trafalgar Square, and I probably sit there and like, oh, that was gross. Why did I do that? But I had to. Anyway.
What was it, like an Oriental restaurant or something?
No, it was a very, very, like, I forget what it's called because you might know it, but it was very well known. It's a private club that's downstairs, and you have to, like, be someone in order to get in. And we got in, and it was with a bunch of people that are known. And actually, it was with Lionel Richie.
Really?
And, wow. Did he eat pigeon?
No. They all, like, dared me to because it was on the menu, and I was like, fine, I'll eat it. And it was in this, like, apple, cinnamon, like, really cool, like, spice mix. I don't know. It was... And I love sweets, and I like spice. So I was like, sounds good. It'll hide the flavor. And I ate it, and I'm like, it's fine. It's totally fine. And then when I got down to, like, the last bit, and there was no more sauce left, I'm like, this is really nasty. It tasted, like, a little fishy, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It was really weird. And I don't like fish.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, God, I'm done.
Yuck.
So that was my experience.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So you went to school there. You didn't meet any British guys or anything?
I met some British guys. Yeah.
Are they cool?
Yeah, British men are cool. Mm. I like them. You know, it's interesting. There's different types of British men. There's the kind of a bit too effeminate British man, which I definitely came into contact with.
I like them.
Yes, do you like them?
Yes.
And then there's like the British lads who are kind of bruisers, you know?
Oh, my God.
They're like Essex boys or something.
And then it's like, then you just drink all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, rah, we're going to party. Rah, we're going to watch this football. Rah. You know, like
really?
drink.
So it's like two distinct type of people.
Wow. I found that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like them both.
Me
too. It's just very different.
Me too. I love the way they dress there. I love the styles.
Really?
Yeah.
There's more style in Europe, that's for sure. In LA, there's not a lot, you know.
No.
Although, I mean, New York has a lot of style.
Right, yeah.
You know, San Francisco, I think, does.
Yep.
But, yeah, we don't. Everything here is jeans and T-shirts.
Flip-flops and whatever.
That's true.
Just hippie look.
Yeah, I don't get to dress up very much in this town, you know. So that was nice. You didn't know anybody there, right, when you moved?
No, I don't think I did.
So how did you pick that school, like, to go to? I mean, you were pretty young, too, right after high school and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you take a chance like that?
I don't know. I just had a lot more guts then probably than I do now. I just, you know, you're invincible at that age. I was 18 and I'd actually gone on a school trip to London when I was 16.
And I
remember just thinking, this is where I want to go to study.
Wow.
So
yeah,
cool.
I just absolutely knew that was where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because that's where Shakespeare's from.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I loved the classics back then. And
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to be in London and be able to walk down the street of, like, I'd be doing a play and I could actually go to the street that was referenced in that play and walk down those cobblestones and pretend I'm that character.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That's so cool.
I know. And, you know, now with the Olympics, they're showing a lot of London and it is beautiful. You know, I mean, I was there just 2 years ago, I think, on my way to Israel. I was there for a couple of days and I had a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I took the bus and took us around town and stuff, you know. It was really nice. But I'm sure there's a lot of places you don't see when you're a tourist, you know.
Exactly.
You have to know people there and they take you in.
Nice clubs.
Yeah.
There are
some really great clubs.
Yeah.
And there's beautiful places outside of the city too and things like that, you know.
My dog is from Sussex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a Sussex dog.
Yes.
I love it. What kind of dog?
She's a long-haired Chihuahua.
Aw.
Yeah, and her tongue sticks out. And I always laugh because I'm like, I hate to say this, but you know a lot of people in London, their teeth are weird?
Yeah.
Yes.
So her teeth are pushed forward like too, so her tongue sticks out and won't fit in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's a pure British dog.
She is.
And look how adorably cute she is.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know. If you noticed, many Asians have problem with their teeth as well,
do they?
Chinese and Japanese, a lot. A lot. You don't see it in the movies, but when you see, like, ordinary people, they do. And I was reading about this, and it has to do with their diets, you know. It has to do with how they eat and stuff. So then I guess the teeth are, like, too close to each other, and then they start sticking out and stuff. Yeah.
Well, interesting.
So maybe in England, too. I don't know. Because they do eat differently than we do, right?
They do.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot better in London.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot over the last, like, 10, 15 years. But when I lived there, wow.
Yeah.
Nothing to eat.
Yeah.
It was really awful. Yeah. I remember ordering nachos once in this one place because I just thought, okay,
God,
like, how can
this.
They mess that up?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
It's not something I would even usually eat, but there was nothing else on the menu. I counted. It was 10 tortilla chips all in a row with cheese whiz on top.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
That was nachos.
Yeah, I used to get disgusted with some of them. I'm like, I can't do this!
Yeah, actually, there was a salt beef sandwich in Piccadilly Circus that turned me vegetarian for 15
Are
years.
Are you serious?
I was vegetarian for 15 years after eating that salt beef sandwich.
Oh, my God. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was that disgusting. I mean, I was, you know, for other reasons as well, obviously.
Yeah.
But
like,
I remember
that was
the turning point. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So you became vegetarian at that point, right?
I did.
And
yeah.
How many years did you say? 8 years?
I was vegetarian for 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
And so, but now you're not anymore.
I'm not. I don't eat a lot of meat.
Right.
But I do, I mean, Ayurveda isn't strictly vegetarian.
Okay.
I mean, they don't really...
I don't eat it at all.
Yeah, they don't, you know, you don't really eat beef necessarily in Ayurveda, but some chicken a little bit, and definitely soups that are made from chicken.
Because
that can
okay.
be really strengthening for your bones, actually,
yeah.
is a chicken broth.
Bleh.
Yeah.
No.
No, not for you.
Not for me.
Not for you.
So you
fair
studied
enough.
Theater in London and
I
stuff.
Did.
Then you came back
yeah.
here. And what were your plans when you were coming back?
I came back and I ended up in Toronto just kind of by fluke. I had a layover in Toronto mm-hmm. and I got an audition when I was there and I got a call back and then I got an agent right away. They actually, it's funny because it's hard for me not to say recall. In mm-hmm. Canada, they say recall.
Oh, that's funny.
I got a recall.
That
sounds
pretty,
like I'm some defective
yeah.
product. So I got a
that's
recall and then I got an agent right away there and I stayed in Toronto for a while.
Nice. That's a beautiful
that's
city,
years.
Too.
Wow.
5 years? Yeah. Yeah, Toronto's beautiful.
So you working there in theater?
I was working
years?
In theater.
Wow,
yeah,
nice.
I was working in theater. And that's when I fell in love with yoga.
Oh,
and that's when
okay.
my whole life changed.
Right. So tell us about that. I mean, how did you discover yoga?
Well, it's funny because I had friends for the longest time saying, you got to do yoga. Like, yoga
yeah.
would be so good for you. And I kept thinking, yoga will come to me, you know, at the time that I'm ready for it.
Right.
And I actually had to have an operation. I had nodules on my vocal cords.
Mm.
And I couldn't speak for a month.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So it was hilarious. I had like a little pad around my neck with
Aww.
Paper and I had to write notes to people.
Wow.
And during that time, I thought, okay, this is time to start doing yoga.
Yeah.
You know,
because yeah.
I couldn't really work. And,
right.
and so I started yoga then and I just have been doing it, you know, twice a week for the last, since then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
I absolutely
wow.
love it.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too. I haven't...
Can't live without it.
I have to get back into it because I feel like everything's off right now, but it wouldn't be if I went back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so twice a week is enough? I thought it's something you do every day, no?
Well, I mean, it's great. You can. Yeah, I mean... Just in terms of my schedule, and I kind of commit to 2 yoga classes a week. But
right.
I'll do a bit of yoga. You know, I'd like to say I do it every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, ideally you do it every day, at least for like 10 or 15 minutes, just to
yeah.
stretch yourself out and cleanse some internal organs. Because it goes so far beyond the body. Even.
Yeah.
You know, it's a spiritual practice and a mental practice.
Right. Yeah. Where did yoga evolve from? I mean, I thought it's somewhere, I mean, it sounds Asian, but I thought it's from Europe or something,
it's
right?
It's from India.
From India.
Yeah,
it is
yeah,
from India.
It is from India. Yeah. And
wow.
it's, I think, I mean, I know Ayurveda is 5,000 years old, and Ayurveda is the sister science to yoga.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm not sure exactly, but I think that yoga evolved around the same time
I see.
As well. It's
yeah,
very
I think
interconnected. Mm. Yeah.
So you lived in Toronto for a while.
I did.
And then what made you decide to move to LA? I assume that's where you moved to LA
I
from,
did,
right?
Yeah. Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yeah, I
no,
guess.
That wasn't all. That wasn't. You know, I'm from an island and I'm from the West Coast and I needed to be near the ocean.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
yeah.
I just, you know, I felt a real pull to come here. And I didn't question it.
Really?
No.
You didn't think New York would be better for theater?
Yeah, New York probably would be better for theater, but I think I came here for reasons that I didn't know what the reasons were at the time.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
But I think I came here so I could deepen my study of Ayurveda.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the yoga capital of the world,
right.
LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more yoga studios here
than
anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like per capita or something. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, people are so concerned with the way they look and everything. Yeah, so.
I think, too, with the way this, like, the way this town's built, and a lot of it's built on entertainment, and we're so stressed in our everyday lives with, you know, whether you're an agent or you're an actor or you're whatever, there's so many people that are here for the entertainment world that you're just like, ah, you know, and like so much goes on that it's, we all want to be healthy and we all like find yoga and then someone like spreads the word about yoga to another person and spreads again and again and again. And everyone's like, oh, you mean you can step out of this crazy world and this crazy nutty mess and actually, you know, be zen for that moment, like 15 minutes a day and meditate. What's meditation? What's yoga? What's Ayurveda? And like now it's like spreading even more.
Right.
So I feel like, and plus everything comes from celebrities, whatever they're doing, the whole rest of the world wants to do.
Mm.
So
that's true, yeah. So when you moved here, were you moving for theater or were you moving for the yoga part of it?
I think think I was I think I was moving mostly in my head. I thought that I was moving more for acting, but I think in my heart I was moving for the yoga and Ayurveda. And
really?
Yeah.
So you started developing it there?
I did.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. So
you know, and it was kind of just a destined thing, I think, as well. I think on the second day that I was in LA, I was walking down the street and I saw this yoga studio and I went in there, and that's when I met my guru, basically.
Oh.
Her name is Mayla Butcher. It's Butcher Gaskins now. But she's an Ayurvedic practitioner. And I started doing her yoga class regularly, and I was blown away. I mean, I'd done tons of yoga classes before, but she really geared each class to what was happening outside in nature, because that's one of the big concepts of Ayurveda, that we're not separate from nature. So every yoga class was so different, really just depending on the weather outside, and it gave me exactly what I needed. You know, I'd walk out of that class and just feel... I'd go in with a headache or worried about something, and afterwards it just was gone.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is she still around?
Yeah, she's in Ojai now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but she
has... that's like everyone's going up there now.
Yeah, she has an Ayurveda center there, and she teaches yoga there as well.
Cool.
And, so nice. Yeah. So you went to that, and you decided that's what you want to do.
I did, yeah. After taking her class for a few years, and then I started kind of being a bit of an assistant for her, and then started learning more about Ayurveda, and... decided to go into to study.
Right.
And then I started my Ayurveda studies.
Awesome. So how long does that take? Is it like forever you have to study, or
you could study forever. I mean, it is a vast science.
Really?
It just goes on and on. But I studied for 2 years to start, and then I did a 3-month internship as well. And then after that, last summer I studied in India.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's great.
That's the ideal, right?
Yeah,
that's what everybody wants to do.
That would be absolutely amazing. Yeah, right. The program at Dancing Shiva is similar. It's like yoga, Ayurveda in one.
Yes.
It's like a 3-year thing, and then you go to India your last year.
So you went to India and you lived there for how long? A year?
So jealous.
No. Oh, I wish. I don't know if I wish I was in India for a year, actually.
Yeah.
I was in India for 6 weeks. For 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks.
Yeah. And I was at a Panchakarma hospital. So that's an Ayurvedic hospital. Panchakarma is the Ayurvedic cleansing process.
Yeah.
So I studied at a hospital there and
that's
did
cool.
treatments for people there.
Wow.
And yeah, I was studying with a doctor named Dr. Joshi.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually, he is the, I think he's called the Ayurvedic consultant or Ayurvedic director at the Deepak Chopra Center here.
Oh, wow.
So he goes back and forth from
that's
the States
great.
To India, but he's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
really
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, how exciting.
Yeah, so, I mean, were there, like, other Americans with you there?
There were, yeah. There
or
were people
Canadians
from all over. There was, I think there was two or three other Americans, and then everybody else was from Europe.
Yeah, so it's pretty popular there as well, right?
It is. It's growing, you know.
Yeah.
It's growing all over the world.
I know. It's something that young people feel compelled to do is, like, to go to Asia, you know?
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but I guess they look for that spirituality and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But India is not easy to live in, huh?
Oh, it's not easy.
Yeah.
India was really challenging. It's
really?
Like, it was a lesson in being uncomfortable most of the time.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
you're so hot. And it's pretty dirty too, you know, like it's pretty messy. I had a man peed on my foot.
Really?
Oh my god. So gross. Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have to stay covered up the whole time?
No, well, I kind of walk that line, like I travel by myself a lot. So it was a good idea to at least cover my shoulders. It's funny because like you can have your midriff exposed there, but your shoulders are like,
oh, really?
That's like really risque to have your shoulders showing. And it's so hot. So, you know, we're used to wearing like strappy dresses or tank tops or something. But I had to like wear a shawl over my shoulders.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why would people want to go through that? You know, I have no desire to go to India whatsoever.
It's really challenging. But the thing is, like, you'll get yourself in a situation where you think, okay, somebody just airlift me out of here. Like, I can't handle it. And then you walk around a corner and the most amazing spiritual experience will happen. Like, you'll come across a beautiful temple and you'll go inside and start talking to somebody and it'll be peace and quiet and, and you know, it's so many contradictions.
Right.
It's like the most uncomfortable situation and you feel like you just got to go, and then the next minute it's the best thing that's ever happened.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
what
about
the real journey?
Like living situations. What was that like?
I mean, I kind of sometimes I treated myself to like a nicer hotel, which was still, you know, it's not Western standards. Yeah. Like, you have to call the front desk to tell them that you want to have a shower, because they have to heat up the water before you do that. And it's funny because the showers are all like over the toilet, basically. Like,
really?
It's just a shower and it gets the whole bathroom wet.
Oh my
God. So I basically just think that they're trying to, you know, clean the bathroom at the same time as you're having a shower.
So funny.
It's efficient,
oh my
right?
God.
Oh man.
Wow.
Yeah, or take a shit and take a shower at the same time.
Oh my God.
Save
funny.
Some time, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's all backwards to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of rustic, but you know what? Most of the places I stayed in were fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's all part of the experience, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. And how do you get along with the language? I mean, do they speak English there?
They do speak a lot of English. Mm. Yeah.
They're taught in their schools, I believe, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones when you call 1-800 numbers, they're all the ones who answer our phones. So.
Except I'm not sure it's English they're talking to us.
Yeah.
That's true. No, a lot, you can get by. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I got myself in a situation where nobody spoke English, and then it was really challenging. And
You're like, drink this.
Yes.
Me, hungry, rub your tummy.
Yes. Sign language, definitely. But you manage.
Yeah, that's true. So you came back and you decided to, what, open your own?
Yeah, well, I've actually had my own practice for, it's going on 4 years now. Like I said, it's called Veda Health and Wellness. Mm-hmm. And I do consultations, diet, lifestyle, do herbal recommendations for people. And what I learned in India and what I'm just starting to incorporate into my practice as well is more body work, too. It's actually called Snehana. And it's basically rubbing warm medicated oil all over the body.
Oh,
and it feels so good.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, it really does. Yeah. Wow.
What do you mean? Like, how would it feel? I mean, what does...
Well, what it does, I mean, it helps me with so many things. It can really help with insomnia, for one thing. Like, I've done treatments on people who have had a lot really rough time sleeping, and they've said, okay, wow, I slept like a baby after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just rubbing that oil on there?
Yeah.
Really?
So I rub the warm oil over their entire body, and I do different Marma point therapy as well. So I'll kind of press on different points.
Okay.
I'm putting the oil on like in a certain direction, which gets your energy moving in a beneficial way, and it helps with digestion as well, and it really helps calm people down. And it's called Vata aggravation. That's what I'm trying to combat.
I'm having such a bad, like, well, I want you to explain what everything means so that everyone knows what it is too.
Yes.
But I am told, well, obviously I'm Vata, because I'm
you
like tired,
Vata.
But I'm so tired all the time. So it's so contradicting. And I'm like, I don't know what is going on. I used to just not ever be tired. And now I'm like, I just want to sleep like all the time. So I don't know what's going on. And I don't eat gluten and I don't eat meat. So I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Right. So, are you having like crashes throughout the day? Like you'll be able to kind of have a burst of energy and then you get exhausted at certain times? Or is it more of a constant?
I could fall asleep right now. I feel like I'm like narcoleptic in a way. Like, I just like, and when I'm tired, like last night I went out and I'm tired, there's this point that I hit and I'm like, boom. And I start getting dizzy, and I'm like, if I don't go now, I'm going to pass out right now. So I need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
you don't
think
it's the heat or something?
I get really bitchy, and I'm like, leave me alone. I'm tired. Leave me alone. And I get so aggravated, and then I'll like, I get so mad that if you don't let me leave, because like my friends are like, let's talk, and I'm like, okay, now I'm getting irritated. I'm fucking leaving. They're like, what is wrong with you? 5 minutes ago. I'm like, I know. I'm tired. I'm like getting antsy. I got to go sleep because I know that I'm going to like hit that point and just crash.
Yeah.
And I literally have to like drink tea or something all day to even function. It's so weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you meditate?
See, I need to.
Yeah.
I don't really know how.
Would really help. You know what? They've done studies that meditation is 5 times more restful than sleep.
Wow.
It really helps boost your energy.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. It does. But I think you're, so you said you thought you were Vata, but then you said fire. So that's more Pitta.
Oh, I mean, Pitta, yes, that's what I meant. I'm
so
sorry.
That's
pitta.
Okay. I just want to clarify.
I'm more Pitta. And then I don't know what's going on with, you know, this whole like,
well, that can be a kapha imbalance as well. So, I'll just to explain to everybody. So there's the three doshas, Vata, Pitta, and kapha, and they're each a combination of two elements. So Vata is air and ether. So a Vata person is going to be somebody who's, they don't finish their sentences because they're on to something else before they even get to the end of their sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very hyper type of person.
Yes. It's very hyper. And they're always, their hands and their feet are always cold.
Right.
They wear socks to bed. They have to bring a cardigan with them everywhere.
What if you sweat and they're cold? Like I have cold sweats on my hands and feet all the time.
You have cold sweats on your hands and feet.
Just my hands and
feet. Well, that's because you've got some Pitta in you as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the Vata and Pitta are interacting right there. But yeah, so Vata people are they talk with their hands a lot too. So if you're, you know, it's like
And they spill their drinks too while they're talking with their hands.
I talk with my hands and the drink is spilled. That's why I moved over here. I'm like, I see this, I'm gonna knock it over.
Yeah.
But I paid attention this time. Normally I don't pay attention. At least I paid attention.
Right.
And that's why it's here.
Good.
Thank you.
And they also they have a lot of ideas, but they have a hard time putting those ideas into practice sometimes. You know, but they're the creative types.
Yeah.
And when Vata is like harnessed. When Vata is in balance, then you can do amazing creative things.
Yeah.
Most of this city's Vata, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it attracts creative types. But I don't know, do you wake up in the middle of the night, like around 3 a.m.?
Yep.
Does that ever happen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a classic Vata imbalance sign.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's definitely things that can be done, like adjustments to your diet that can be done. Do you eat raw food?
Sometimes,
but you don't eat a lot of raw food.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because if you're having a Vata imbalance, it's actually best to eat more cooked food.
Okay.
Because you need that warm, easy to digest food.
I do a lot of sushi,
system.
So maybe that's why.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe it's the sushi that's throwing you off. Not that there's anything wrong with sushi.
Yeah.
But,
Does sushi take longer to digest because it's raw? Is that what you were saying?
I don't know that sushi does necessarily, but it's more raw vegetables.
Raw vegetables?
Yeah, which are, I mean, I'm not saying that raw vegetables aren't good for you. They're, you know, they're packed with nutrients and vitamins and minerals and everything, but it really depends on your certain constitution.
I do a lot of salad.
If you have a lot of Vata in you, you don't necessarily have the digestive power to digest that food properly. You need a little help. You need to cook it a bit.
Okay.
To make it easier for your body to assimilate those nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I see on your website it says dosha balance or dasha?
Dosha balance.
Dosha. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us what that is.
Sure. So that's the Vata, Pitta, and Kapha.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, like I said, at conception, it's determined what your dosha balance will be.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have one primary dosha. So my primary dosha is Pitta. I'm mostly fire. And my secondary dosha is Kapha. And Kapha is a combination of water and earth. So Kapha people are the ones, like if you're at a party, they're the ones in the kitchen making sure everyone's fed.
Yeah.
They're kind of Mother Earth types, you know, and they're very, they're a bit more slow moving as well. And they like their routine.
Mm.
Yeah, like if you try and throw a Kapha person off their routine, they can get pretty upset.
Sounds like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, don't move me from here. I'm situated just fine.
Exactly. And if they have like they have their coffee a certain way in the morning or something, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's funny because I have so many friends that are that way, and I'm not that way, and it drives me freaking insane. I'm like, just freaking move. You're so slow. I can't stand it.
I know.
And
I know. People move at different rates. You know.
I know.
To understand.
They do.
I know. I just get so irritated. I'm like, anyway.
That's the Pitta. That's the fire aspect. Yes, that's the fire aspect.
Just fucking move out of my way.
Yeah.
You're wasting my time.
You know what I say? Pitta people, you know you're having a Pitta imbalance where you think everyone around you is an idiot.
Okay, then I definitely have a Pitta.
Or move it too slowly.
Then I definitely have a Pitta imbalance because I think most people are idiots around me.
Yes.
Because I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why are you moving so freaking slow? Are you a retard? Like, and I just look at them like, are you serious? Like when you're in the grocery store, like yesterday I was in Whole Foods. This woman has all these groceries, and she's going like this, one at a time. And I'm looking and I have two things. And I'm like, you stupid bitch. I could have gotten in front of you and I could have been here. And I'm so irritated. Just freaking move. Don't you see the line behind you that's forming? Oh my God, this is so irritating. And I got so mad that I almost dropped everything and just left because I was like, this is just so irritating.
Uh-huh.
This is so irritating.
Yeah.
Okay, when was this?
Well, you need to learn to be patient a little bit.
Yeah, and how hot was it outside yesterday?
Yeah, 100 and something.
100
yeah.
and something? Uh-huh. So that's why you felt that way.
Oh.
Because we're not separate from nature. We're not separate from our environment. And when it's really hot outside, you literally, your temper overheats.
Okay.
And patience goes down.
Okay.
Like I used to always like have a hot shower and then blow dry my hair before I went out. And my boyfriend at the time, like this was 10 years ago or something, we used to always fight, like on our way out. Like he'd pick me up for a date and we'd get in a fight in the car. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And it was because I'd completely aggravated my pitta. I was so overheated
yeah.
that I was annoyed.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So I should do cold showers.
Yeah. Well, at least on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good idea to have really hot water on your head, actually.
Really?
That can really throw your pitta out of balance.
Interesting.
And drink coconut water.
I have
coconut
okay.
water, aloe vera juice, lime juice, watermelon juice. Those are all very
juice.
Cooling.
Okay.
Cucumbers. Put cucumber yeah. and mint in your water.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you brought some notes. I mean, I want to make sure we cover everything.
Okay.
So if you have anything we haven't talked about yet, why don't you go ahead and bring it up because we only have about 5 minutes left.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to mention, actually, that I'm doing a workshop next weekend at Liberate Emporium. So that's on Hillhurst Avenue in Los Feliz. And the workshop's going to be next Thursday, the 16th at 8 o'clock. And you can check that out on my Veda Health and Wellness Facebook page. Or on Liberate Emporium's website as well.
LiberateEmporium.com.
Yeah, LiberateEmporium.com.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if my workshop's actually listed on there, but you can get all the information of where to go.
And what,
so next Thursday, the 16th.
And what are you doing in the workshop?
So it's going to be an introduction to Ayurveda. So we'll go through, you know, what all the doshas are. We'll go through the history of Ayurveda and give some practical advice, too, especially how to deal with the heat right now.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I did want to just mention a couple things. Maybe just one thing to deal with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Shatali Pranayam. So pranayam is a breathing exercise. So what you do, and I know you can't see me, but you're going to breathe in through your mouth as if you're sucking through a straw, and it'll make this kind of a sound, like that, and then you breathe out through your nose, and that really cools your whole body off. Yeah, try it. And if you do it a couple times, it's like you feel the cool air coming across your tongue, and it really works. So that's something good to do if you feel yourself getting irritated in Whole Foods.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nice to have these things where you can go to and say, okay, I can feel a little better if I do this or do that, you know.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, too, like she can explain to you later, but being that you are Kapha, like you would want, you guys, since you guys move more slow, you need more spicy things in your life to wake the fuck up.
You do. You can tolerate a little bit more spice.
Yeah.
And it actually is good for Kapha people to break their routine
really?
And do different things. Yeah. Shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. Because I do feel good when I break my routine and, you know, and do other things and stuff. I do feel good about it. Although I constantly have that pressure to go back to the routine, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's just who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Ayurveda. We're not trying to change who you are.
Right.
It's just we're trying to balance.
And to work with
to work with what you have. So if you're a Kapha person, I'm not going to try and make you into a Pitta or Vata person.
Right.
I'm just going to balance what you already have.
Sounds good. Is that all you wanted to add there? So there's the, give the date again for the...
Sure. So it's next Thursday the 16th, a week from today, and it's at 8 o'clock at Liberate Emporium, and that's in Los Feliz.
Sounds good.
Do you have a Twitter?
I don't. I need to do that, right? I need to do that. Okay.
Yes, you
okay.
do.
This is inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to start tweeting.
She's getting started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chance, you
Well, you know, I will say that I got on Joey, who's Guy Talk Radio every Wednesday. I got on his... asked basically about, you need a Twitter, and finally has Twitter.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Because it's like, yeah, you need to tweet all the time. You can do it from your phone. It goes to your Facebook. You can link it everywhere. You can link it to the website.
Right.
So one click and it goes everywhere, and then you can, you know, gain followers that way.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll be sending out tweets on different Ayurvedic things and different tips in terms of what the weather is doing.
And you know, you should do that because there's Lori from Tiny Buddha. I don't know if you remember this, but Lori, she's like one of our first guests from Tiny Buddha. And what she did, she had a website where she, or Twitter, sorry, where she just took quotes, like Buddhist quotes, and tweeted them once a day and has over like millions of followers and got so many followers that she wrote a book and has doing so well right now and making a ton of money off of just little every day a Buddha quote here and there from Twitter.
There you go.
And people started following her, and that's how. So you should do it.
I'll do it.
That'd be fun.
Well, Stacey, we're in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been very entertaining.
Yeah.
Everybody go to the website. It's Veda, V-E-D-A, health and A-N-D, wellness.com, and you'll find all the information there. And if you're interested in that, I definitely learned a lot. Stacey, so
great. I'm glad.
Thank you, and
thank you.
All the best to you.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
And everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.